In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to another episode of Common Prayer. It is Monday of Thanksgiving week, and I'm Kathy B. Glad to have you along with me this morning. What a great week this is. One of my favorites of the whole year, where we can just intentionally pause in our busy lives and give special attention to the giving of thanks for the abundance of blessings that God has given us. The leaves are turning and they're starting to fall. The air is crisp. And it's time to be with family safely, I trust, because of the times. But I know I need this little break to breathe. And you probably do too. And speaking of breathing, let's do that now for about a minute, like we do every common prayer, to just gather our thoughts and recenter our minds on Jesus and hearing from Him. Let's take about a minute right now. So our scripture for today is from Psalm 62, verses 1 and 2, and verses 5 through 7. And here's what it says. My soul waits in silence for God alone. From Him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I will not be greatly shaken. My soul wait in silence for God alone, for my hope is from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my refuge. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my glory rest on God. The rock of my strength, my refuge is in God. And I couldn't help but notice in these verses that one of the most repeated words is silence. And silence is hard for us, isn't it? We're accustomed to noise, to filling the voids, whether it's through TV or our phones, screens, music, talking, scrolling, podcasts. And filling the silence has become normative for us. I love what one of my favorite authors, Frederick Buechner, says about this subject. He actually claims that when we are intentional about being silent, we're able to pay attention, to listen, to really listen to our lives. He says that the most important place to listen is deep within the quiet in ourselves. And a quote from him is this. He says, I have written at length about the way God speaks through the hieroglyphics of the things that happen to us, and I believe that that is true. But I have come to believe more and more that God also speaks through the fathomless quiet of the holy space and place within us all, which is beyond the power of anything that happens to us. although many things that happen to us block our access to it and makes us forget that it even exists. I believe that this quiet and holy place in us is God's place, and it is what marks us as God's. Even when we have no idea of seeking it, I think various things can make us fleetingly aware of its presence. Maybe it's a work of art, beauty, sometimes sorrow or joy, sometimes just the quality of a moment that apparently has nothing special about it at all, like the sound of water over stones in a stream, or sitting alone with your feet up at the end of a hard day. I think just considering this subject of quiet begs the question, why is practicing silence so hard for us? It's hard for me. I think it has to do with most of us having never practiced being silent. Imagine this, actually. What if you had never exercised in your entire life and then you tried to sprint a mile? That would be difficult. But over time, it would get a lot easier. The same's true when it comes to exercising the spiritual muscle that enables you to pay attention to God through silence. Remember, it is God who commands us to be still in His presence. We read that in Psalm 37 and also in Psalm 46. I think this means that God has also given us the gift of capacity to attend to Him in this way. In fact, every human being, I believe, has a contemplative dimension that actually longs for silence with God. A relationship with God requires that we stop talking all the time so that we can develop the capacity to simply enjoy being with Him. Pete Scazzaro, in his wonderful book, Emotionally Healthy Discipleship, says the goal of spending time in silence is not necessarily to always hear from God, but simply to be with God. And I'd like to do something a little different in our time of reflection and prayer today. I want to give you a little bit more space and quiet to listen, to pay attention, and to notice what God brings to your attention so that you can be with Him and enjoy His company in the silence. So let's take a few moments to prepare for that. First, I'd like you to bring before the Lord what He might want to show you about Himself, about who He is. It might cause you to just want to praise Him, but just bring before Him right now what He would like to show you about Himself. And then, is there a relationship that you have that he wants to highlight to you now? And or does he want to show you anything about that relationship? Maybe it's just appreciating it and thanking God for a friendship. Be open to any action that he might want you to take to love that person, to forgive that person, or encourage that person. Allow him to highlight a relationship to you right now. And then lastly, let's concentrate on you. Would you be willing to ask the Lord to shine the light on your own heart? Is there anything he wants to show you about yourself? Maybe it's to remember who you are and whose you are in Christ. Maybe it's a sin that you need to confess. Hold it all before him. As our psalm says, we wait in silence for you alone, Lord. Take a few moments. I so hope it's been good for you to experience and to have some time to be silent with God. Allow me to close us in prayer now. Heavenly Father, in this week of Thanksgiving and in everything that will come after it, in the flurry of activity, would you graciously remind us to set aside time to be still, to get away from the noise and to be silent, just so we can be with you and to know that you are God, that you are our rock, our salvation, our refuge, our stronghold. And that there's nothing in this world that qualifies for that. You alone are our hope, and we will not be shaken. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. And by your grace, may our being with you and allowing you to pour into us make us more able to be a blessing and to bring hope to others. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.